Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will spend today with Jesus as we begin our day in a gospel passage, in prayer, and in meditation, beginning a conversation with Jesus that will last throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we're going to spend today with Jesus. And happy Friday morning. I've got my Bible opened up to Luke chapter 23, and the title of the podcast this morning is Offended. And this is going to be an applicable podcast to every single one of us because we cannot travel the terrain of life for very long without being offended. And so I'll just come out with the question as we begin to chat together with Jesus, and that is, who has been offending you lately? Who really is offending you? Who's hurt you recently? You know, who's wronged you? Who's bad-mouthed you? Who's ignored you or hasn't invited you or hasn't seen you or disagrees with what you believe or how you see things? Or maybe who's hurt someone that you love? You know, maybe a boss has offended you, or a parent, or a pastor, or a friend, or maybe something that somebody posted or said or commented on social media. They may not even know that they offended you, but they offended you by what they did or what they posted or whatever. And the reality is, people have wronged us and offended us significantly. Many people, even very important and significant people in our lives. And the reality is, right now, especially in this season, people are wronging us, and sometimes they don't even realize it. And right now, I'm thinking of the person that I feel like has offended me. And I said in a sermon recently, I said, you know, we all have problem people in our lives. You know, we all have people that have offended us. But are we aware that we are someone else's problem person? Or maybe, depending on who we are we aware that we are a few people's problem person? But let's leave that aside. That is another podcast for another morning. But think just for a moment of the one person or the few people that have or are wronging you. And when you have that person in your mind, it's like our blood begins to boil, as is said. It's like we want them to get theirs, and we're happy to give them theirs and get them back. And we probably or are retaliating if we think we can, if there aren't too many repercussions or consequences as a result of retaliating. But here's the problem, and we're getting closer to the text that we're going to read in Luke 23 in just a moment. But here is the problem. When we live offended, it's just not a way to live. It's death. It's not life. When we live offended, it actually is no way to live. And often, and this is probably going to make you mad, this probably is going to offend you, but often our response to being offended is more detrimental to our lives and our peace and our rest than the offense itself. And again, I know that might make you mad. If someone said it to me, it might make me mad because, gosh darn it, I've been offended. But the reality is, whether it's our boss or our spouse or something that somebody did or posted or said on social media, often our response to the offense is more detrimental and more soul-killing than the offense itself. And Jesus said that there is a different way to live. And he lived this way and he died this way. And so I want us to go to Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 34. Jesus is hanging on the cross, and he's slowly dying on the Roman cross in the way that Romans crucified and humiliated people as their victims slowly died on the cross. Verse 34, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And if I could just pause there for a minute, contrary to ancient and modern art, most crucifixion victims were crucified stark naked and mocked and stared at as they were hanging there naked. And so they did take off Jesus' clothes and they cast lots for his clothes. Verse 35, the people stood watching and even the rulers sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the Messiah, if he's God's king, if he's the chosen one." Even the soldiers came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice hanging above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." And if we could pause there for just a minute, that's Pilate mocking Jesus. That's Pilate tongue in cheek. That's Roman humor about and over anyone that would claim to be any kind of a Messiah or any kind of a king. Verse 39, one of the criminals who hung there insulted him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and save us." And back to verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." The people, the rulers, you know, the soldiers, the criminals. So this is the cross. This is a new way to live. This is a free way to live. And just a little bit of background, there's something called the touching ministry of Jesus. See, Jesus is going around during his earthly ministry and he's touching all the wrong people. He's touching the unclean. He's touching the corpse. He's touching the broken. And he's touching the sinner. And he's declaring them clean, which means that he's taking the brokenness, the sin, the uncleanness. Where is he taking it? Exactly, to the cross. He's taking it to the cross where he defeated it. He defeated anger and hatred and mockery. He defeated sin and ugliness and agony and aggression. He defeated offense and name-calling. He defeated all the sin and all the brokenness in the world. He exhausted its strength on the cross, and therefore, he was able to pass back mercy and grace instead. So the people, the rulers, the soldiers, the criminals, everyone is mocking him and laughing at him and offending him. And he is able to pass back mercy instead. And notice Jesus never says that what happened to him or what has happened to you or happened to me doesn't matter. In fact, the cross says it matters. The cross says it matters to God. It matters this much. It's been weighed. It's been validated by God himself, by the Son of God on the cross. And this is the culmination of the love enemy, turn the other cheek kind of life. This is the kind of life where love overpowers offense, where grace is bigger than the harm done. And, you know, just to slow down for a second, I'm realizing that this is the only way to make relationship work. Because I get offended all the time in relationship, and I offend almost everybody I'm in relationship with. Actually, let me take that back. I offend everybody that I'm in relationship with. Sometimes I realize it. Sometimes I don't realize it. Everyone in relationship with me offends me. Sometimes they realize it. Sometimes they don't realize it. This is the only way to make relationship work. It's the only way to live with peace, to live with rest. And we're going on 8 months in close quarters with people, our spouses, our kids, you know, the people that we work with. Posts on social media and all the offense and the division that's happening on those platforms, and tensions high and fear is prevalent and hurt is going back and forth and back and forth, and there's lots of offenses. And again, sometimes we don't even realize it. And here's the crazy part, and I guess I could talk about the cross and turning the other cheek and this theme. I mean, it's so prevalent in the Gospels, but here's the crazy thing. This is so crazy. Jesus says, "Father, forgive them," before they even repent. Jesus says, "Father, forgive the people sneering at me. Forgive the soldiers. Forgive Pilate. Forgive the criminals." He says, "Father, forgive them," before they even repent. Maybe they never will repent. But still, Jesus offers forgiveness in the midst of being offended. Jesus forgave me. This is where it gets personal. He forgave me before I repented. He forgave you before you repented. And Jesus is saying, this is how we live free, without hate, letting go, you know, passing back mercy. And so here's what I want to do this morning. Let's meditate on this passage just a little bit longer, and then let's say the forgiveness prayer. Father, forgive whoever it is, whoever's been wronging you, whoever's been offending you, whoever's been hurting you, whoever has been, you know, passing you over or not seeing you. Father, forgive, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive, for they know not what they do. And say it in the presence of Jesus until his mercy and his power and his goodness and his love just soaks into the soil of our mind and our heart and our life. And even though we've been offended, and even though we're being offended, we get to let go, we get to love, we get to say it matters because of the cross. and we get to turn the other cheek and live in a completely different, completely new, completely cross-shaped way. Father, forgive, for they know not what they do. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.